Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Glenn Tonzer, talking red ink in the feedlots in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock, proud to present their Corn Belt Classic number 20, June 13th and 14th, coming live from Council Bluffs, Iowa, being seen on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering over 67,000 head of cattle, 14,800 yearling steers, 11,000 yearling heifers, 14,000 weaned calves, and 24,000 calves on cows. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Her name is Kathy Costello.
Voters in Oklahoma are faced with serious decisions on June 26th. Should we elect the same politicians who have gotten us where we are? Or is it time to elect new leaders determined to move Oklahoma in a better direction? I'm Kathy Costello. Join me at the polls June 26th to demand a bright future for Oklahoma.
Vote for Kathy Costello.
For Labor Commish.
Jobs for gals and fellows.
Authorized and paid for by Kathy Costello for Labor Commissioner 2018.
When you look at current cattle prices, Dr. Glenn Tonzer says that feedlots appear to be losing money and will likely lose money for much of the rest of 2018. He says it's important to keep in mind that does not include any sort of risk management protection that would minimize any losses that feedlots might be facing because of those current cattle prices. Saying that, Dr. Tonzer indicates the flow of current ink right now is significant.
For steers, closeouts, May, which I recognize May is behind us, but I still have a one-month lag in this effort. Between May and September of 2018, projections are in excess of $100 losses. And then the back end, so Q4 of 2018, and we're actually projecting the first 2 months of 2019, are between $50 and $100 per head loss. Each of those presume a Fed basis that's, you know, zero to plus $2 or $3, depending on what month we're looking at. And we've had some recent months where basis has been $10 to $15. So the reason I'm highlighting that is in the event basis is $5 stronger than I'm currently projecting and we're selling 1,400-pound steers, that adds basically $70 of value, sales price. So the back half of these projections might be closer to break even than I'm currently saying. And those first 4 or 5 months here this summer might be half as large as I'm currently projecting if, and this is a very important focused if, is if that fed cattle basis continues to be stronger than it has been in the past.
Dr. Tonzer says that for feedlot operators that have risk management in place, perhaps lower cost of gain for those animals in their feedlots, they've got the opportunity to lose less money or actually make money as we go through the rest of this calendar year. And he says it's important to understand that all of this is predicated on good, strong cattle prices. And he says the key to that is to minimize hiccups with trade. He says that's a view that's shared with folks globally. He saw that just this last week at the World Meat Congress in Dallas.
But it's very clear that everybody, whether you came from Argentina, Canada, Mexico, U.S., wherever you came from, recognizes the critical role of trade, both from a producer as well as a consumer perspective on meat. They recognize the essential role it has in meeting the growing protein challenge around the world, you know, how we're going to feed 9 billion people in 2050 discussion. But they also recognize that in general, we have an ability to produce the food, or there's reason to be optimistic that science will be there if we're allowed to use science to feed that many people. But it's only going to happen if we have trade in place that allows countries like the U.S. and others that have a comparative advantage in producing a lot of food and exporting it. So there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic because growing global protein demand is a reason to be optimistic if you are a protein producer. That hasn't changed. We just continue to see reasons of that. But at the same time, over the last at least year, there's been growing populist tones in several countries, including our own here, where there's some reasons of concern of whether we're going to be kind of positioned to not just produce it, but be able to efficiently distribute that food to the countries that are where that growing protein demand is at. I remain optimistic, big picture, but there's a lot of hiccups in this story, and we're all aware of the discussions about tariffs and for renegotiating trade deals and so forth. And that was a strong backdrop to the World Meat Congress.
Cattle market watcher, Dr. Glenn Tonzer.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.